To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Workers at two Starbucks locations in Colorado Springs say they plan to unionize. Barista Bradley Kurtz says, like many employees, he doesn't make a living wage.
I'm fortunate in that I am able to live at home with my family, and if I didn't have that, I couldn't imagine. It would be very difficult.
Kurtz says he and his co-workers do not receive tips from credit card purchases, a loss of about $5 an hour, and he says they don't get enough working hours to qualify for benefits. Workers plan to join Starbucks Partners United, an affiliate of Workers United. The latest spending bill in Congress heads to the president's desk this week. CPR's Matt Bloom reports it includes $13 million to help people experiencing homelessness in Denver.
The funding will help kickstart 10 different projects, from a city-led effort to convert an old hotel into a shelter to construction of a new resource center for young people without homes. Representative Diana DeGette made the requests.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution, but all of these little projects together help to create a web of support.
The latest spending bill was the first in over a decade where lawmakers could earmark funding for special projects in their districts. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A new study shows the benefits of an alternative strategy to ease postpartum pain without using opioids. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Women routinely receive medications, often oxycodone, to help manage pain after delivering babies by a cesarean section. A team at Lutheran Medical Center studied how a group of nearly 200 women did using a binder, a wide compression belt around the abdomen. Corey Hoskins is the lead researcher and an OB nurse.
We're putting some pressure on that incision. The reason that the binder helps is because it acts kind of like a girdle.
The results show the majority of patients who wore the binder reported less pain and used less pain medication after the operation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org.